Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the 1,285th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian, Misunderstandings Allen. And as always, I welcome you to The Black Church. And tonight, I am finally live for anyone who needs to see the words that are coming out of my mouth. I see some of you are calling me and everything. Call the number or log in or download Periscope. We can do it. We can do it. We can do it. But I would say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Black Church. If this is your first night at the kingdom, welcome to Purpose Kingdom. Purpose Kingdom is where we are. We've been doing this thing for about 4 years now, 5 years going on strong. And it's almost like we were in preparation for what we are in right now, because I can honestly say that we have been talking about things that need to happen and the way that we need to stop different things from happening and how we will be the change that we need to see, and it becomes the change that is actually generated from everywhere. Purpose Kingdom Network is the place that we've actually started it. I would like to really consider ourselves to be one of the catalysts in all of this of change, because sometimes you got to speak what you know and not what you see. You got to speak what you know and not what you see, because sometimes it runs into a bigger situation. So I encourage you tonight to share this link. If you're on live, you can share the live via internet. If you're on Blog Talk or any other source and you'd like to join in live, the number to call in live is 319-527-6091. Don't forget, press 1 to get in. Well, it actually cues the board, and then that lets us know that you want to speak, and then when you hear the ding, it's your turn. And you can come in, you can ask for prayer, you can make a comment, especially from tonight, because tonight I really kind of want to sit and just talk. The reason why I want to talk is because there's like a conversation that's not being had, and I believe that we need to start maybe having that one conversation that's not being had, and we need to have it before it's too late, before we actually have no more need for the conversation, because we've already seen things happen. And so tonight, basically, I'm coming out here and I'm going to tell you basic, straight up. Tonight, I'm speaking as a hot girl, or as they would say, the hot girl. But God knows, I had to find myself in all of this hotness that we got, and we're promoting it so greatly. It needs to be addressed. So tonight on D-Block Church, I wanted to take the time, you know, because I know I'm not by myself in this, but I am going to speak up on the fact that I know the past that I have and the past that I came from, and the fact that if I wasn't where I was and I didn't have the upbringing that I had, I might not have made it out the way that I actually made it out. So it's a very, very dangerous place to be. It's a slippery slope, as they would say. You can find yourself really, really caught up real quick and not understanding what's happening or why it's happening or how it's happening. But tonight, I would like to get a better understanding, you know, of exactly what it is that I've been created for, obviously, because now, especially today in a time like we are, that everyone should just tell their story. Everyone needs to just tell what God did for them. That's the only thing that we, that's it. That's all we have is our story. I can't give you anything else. I can't make it, you know, I can't make it great. I can't tell you to go to church and stay in church and everything's going to be fine. But I can tell you that there's something bigger than you. I can tell you that you have to humble yourself to it. I can tell you so. I can tell you that when you understand the saving knowledge, like that, the saving knowledge of what to do, how to do, and why you do what you do, it kind of makes life work. It's actually fun when you really get into the point where you're realizing that, you know what, I can do this and I don't have to do it any other types of way. I can do it my own way and be all right with it. And guess what? God likes it. And the world will end eventually. They'll start to get, you know, they'll fall into line with it. But on D-Block Church, we like to say that it is for the whosoever will. So I encourage any and every one of you to please join in tonight on this live call so that we can actually glorify our Father who art in heaven, the great I am. So tonight, we come together. And this evening, I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm that hot girl that learned to respect my stuff. And now I give the utmost to the one that I'm with. And I need you to understand. You need to share it. Because why? Because right now, if we never needed God before, we sure do need him now. We sure do need him today. If you're listening and you really, really don't know the why and the how that the Creator loves each and every one of you, then the opportunity to expect in your heart, not someone else's heart, but in your own heart. You know, I pray that this show tonight, at least God shows you exactly what it is that you're desiring, so that you can be able to agree with what is happening to you on earth. I pray that something tonight might be said that can ignite a fire in someone. And when I say ignite a fire in you, it's not a fire to, I don't want to say like explode on somebody. It's not that type of fire, but it definitely should start something inside of you. I want to stir something down inside of you. Even if it makes you uncomfortable, that's a good place to be in this place. Because when you get into an uncomfortable place, you know that that's when things happen, when you get into your uncomfortable place. As long as everything is comfortable, you know, things really is still, you're still handling the things. And what I really want us to do is I want us to leap into something. And I want us to leap into exactly what he told us to do. And that is to tell the truth. And I might warn you, a lot of the truth is a hard truth for a lot of people to hear. But the truth nonetheless, and I think it needs to be said. For anyone that's out there right now that has an idea of what that hot girl is, we should explain that. There's probably a whole different world out here that doesn't even know anything about the hot girl. And the reason why I say that is because it doesn't affect everyone. It's like, it's almost as if the enemy is like attacking a certain group of women. And then the question would be, why? And who are they? Right now, we call them the hot girls. Back in the day, we might have called them five stars. However we want to claim whatever that is, that status of, you know, get money, how you get money, the way you get money, clear throat, whatever, you know, cutthroat, doing all your things to get your money, and you get your money. Now, the way that they have this get the money thing now is crazy, because it's not even to get the money. It's almost like sex trafficking 101. I'm sorry. It's no, there's no way to sugarcoat what I'm hearing today on some of the radio stations that have been pumping throughout, like, certain suburban, I wouldn't say suburban because it's not really suburban, but it's everywhere. I can definitely say it's not just in one place. It's everywhere. And they say music is, like, I'm trying to tell you, music is the source. Is that what they say? The source to our soul? If music is the source to our soul, then we need to figure out what it is that we can do with our music, because we're losing a piece of our, we're losing a lot of our soul by just consuming the music that we're hearing. I figured that if I was to say anything about anybody's music and say anything about what I hear on the radio, if I could say anything to make it better, I would be able to come at the hot girls all day, because, yes, I was a hot girl that really didn't understand it. Didn't understand it at all. And when you don't understand it, you don't know really what you're doing with what you have, and you end up exploiting it. You end up, you know, not really caring about it. You end up doing all of the things that the people say that person that doesn't know, that queen that doesn't know, or that person that is, like, you get caught up in the money. Like, they say right now that money is everything. It's funny. I was on a call this morning with the ATS universities, and you guys need to really, if you're going to really look to expound on some things. I actually had a call this morning, and that's exactly what it was talking about, to the point where it's like you have everything it is that you need to do, but what are you doing with what you have? Kind of like, so when you don't realize that you have, like, this gold, you know, you just really just about do anything. You know, just go for about anything. You know, if you're hungry, a lot of people tell you when you're hungry, you have a different appetite for when you're hungry as opposed to if you just want to eat. Like, I don't know if everyone got that, but there's a difference between if you're hungry, you know, like being hungry and just wanting to eat. But so tonight what we are going to do is we're going to show the whole part of that, because the blessing in that for me was I learned where God was and how much he loved me and all of that. Now, I know somebody might say, what? How would that even sound right? I mean, like, I had a good upbringing, so my start was great, you know, so you would think that I would go on to do marvelous things. Unfortunately, it did not work that way. Life took a hold of me, and it tossed me from to and fro and here and back and how and why and the stories and whatever and however, and it was just horrible. The blessing of it is it landed me, you know, here, finding myself on D Block Church, you know, with a whole ministry, like, that comes on every other week, that always has something to say, that always wants to say exactly what God is saying that week to me. Like, if he said something to me that week, I write it down. I write it down right away, because I say, okay, God, then that's what you're talking about. So all week, or I should say for the last 2 weeks, every time I've gotten in the car, it seems like all I've heard is this hot music, this hot girl music. Everything is this hot girl music, and the people are exploiting the women. I mean, it's just exactly what it is. It's exploitation at its best on public radio. I don't know how to nicely say it, because when you listen to it, it is exactly what it is. They're very explicit lyrics on public radio stations. And I know for a fact that the kids are listening to it. So now, yes, I need to say something. Why? Because if nobody else is going to say something, this hot girl is going to let you know that if you're not in the right place, in the right frame of mind, in the right state of mind, some things will happen, and you do not need them to happen if you are not covered in a blood, if you are not covered in the blood. I'm telling you, when I'm telling you that there's a safe place to be in a chaotic situation, that you find when you learn how to trust in the blood, when you realize that the Holy Spirit will move you in and out of a place very, very quickly, or it will keep you in the place extremely long. Either way, it is the Spirit. And if you tap into that spirit, then it starts to evolve for you. It starts to make sense to you. Everything starts to work. So then, as me, I can tell you that when you start to make sense of who you are and whose you are and why you are the way that you are, you start to value so much more in what it was that you thought you had. Yeah, you were hot, all right, but you were a hot commodity, baby, to the point where I'm trying to tell you that when you hold it all together, it is like a big stick of dynamite, and when it blows, it should blow. God lights the fire. It's going to blow. Is it going to blow? So, if you're out here and you're listening and you're on D Block Church for the first time tonight and you're like on this Periscope thing, what up, what up, what up? That's how we say it. But for my Blog Talk people, call me 319-527-6091. Don't forget to press 1 to cue the board, and then they'll let me know. I do have my phone, so I'm going to check it and make sure that no one is being ignored, because, you know, I have a good tendency to just do one thing and then get stuck and not be able to do all of them. And any and everybody knows that the one thing that will happen is you will be distracted. Why? Because somehow or another, the enemy knows that when you're on this line right now, you definitely are like learning something. You're getting a little bit closer. And because you're getting a little bit closer, things start to happen. I mean, now, I'm excited. I know there's a lot of people out there that are like, the football game's on. I love you, but I gotta. And I would say, you know, shout out to the NFL, because they are going to play and they're going to still remind us that Black Lives Matter. Unfortunately, though, I don't think anyone should play in the game. I think games should be over until things get back to normal. And I shouldn't say back to normal, because we're not going back to normal, but until things get normal, we'll realize that we don't need a game, because life is good enough. Life is well enough. If you can't find the entertainment and you need the game, then find it in your life. Find what's going on in the pieces that you're missing in your life, because there's a game in there that's called your life, and really you want to tap into what it is that you've really been called to do. That way you can start actually enjoying the life that you're living, you know, before you actually die. And that's what's wrong with a lot of people. A lot of people just dying, and they ain't never really tapped in. So they never really got to that, you know, that center place, that one place. And hopefully when I say this, the ignition of that spark is major, because, you know, if you can light a spark, then that means that whatever you are igniting is now going to, like, let's say it's a wick, right? So you get the wick, and then it's got enough fire now. So now the fire's about to start burning. And then as you see the wick consuming the fire, it's like it gets faster. But then there's like this light, and that's the ignition of like and you see flame. When you see flame, that's your fire, that's your life, that's what's going on, you know, when you run into your little heated situations and stuff. You look at that, but you look at the breath that you're breathing. So the breath that you're breathing is going to cause your fire to go higher if you're breathing, but it's not that type of fire. It's not a fire that burns. Come on now. It's not the fire that burns. It ends up becoming that fire that's like shut up in your bones type thing. You know, it's like a fire that says that, you know, I've been here. I can help you through this. Like, I've seen this. I can help you through this. You don't have to do this. You don't have to be like this. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to even hear those things. You don't have to be that person. If you want to be that person, you should keep it to yourself. And the reason why I say that is because it used to be the parents' responsibility. And we can honestly say that it used to be the parents' responsibility. But now it's like, okay, so parents are out there doing what it is that we don't want our children to do. So now we can't really look at the parents to be those responsible people. So now you have to take it upon yourself. So if you heard it, if you know it, you know, like I lived it. So when I see it, I see the hot girl thing, I check it. I let them know, babe, you don't even have to be like that. They don't really need to see you like that. They really don't even want to look at you like that. That's the truth. Like men don't even like to see women all crazy looking. And it's funny because, I mean, well, I don't ever want to say I was crazy looking, but I guess I wasn't crazy looking. I was a Me Too before the Me Too was the Me Too. Like, I was the Me Too, like a true Me Too, like the Me Too that was the Me Too. Like, we put our clothes on to go and get our compliments because we knew that we were flirting back, like the Me Too's or the Me Too, and then all of a sudden, like these 2020 Me Too's, like these Me Too's are a little bit different, and I understand that things happen, but we have to also know that there's a difference between your Me Too and my Me Too, and right now we got my Me Too sitting here talking about, I was a Me Too, and it's like, no, well, there's got to be something wrong with that because, tell the truth. No. I was a hot girl, but I learned how to respect my stuff. And then when I learned how to respect it, I learned how to give the utmost to the one that I was with because I understood exactly why I was doing what I was doing. I understood exactly why I was the hot girl that I was. Why? Because I had a hot word. I got a hot message. I got a word that needs to be heard. Why? Because I done lived through this thing. I done seen this thing, and I done been, I don't want to say I done been to hell, but I know that anything that is without God is hell, and I have been in hellified situations. So if you've never been in a hellified situation, I bless God for that, and I pray that it never happens to you. If it does, remember to hold fast on what you know and come on back, because when you dig deep, down, you know exactly who you are. You know exactly where you are. And no matter how far you thought that you've gone, God is always going to be right there to grab you. And that's the blessing. So I just don't want our little babies to even think that it's something that I want to look forward to. Because right now, I can even see, what's the word that I'm looking for? The word I'm looking for is desire. You can see a desire in the little kid's eyes, in the little girl's eyes of that, of a certain, you know, of a certain thing. And it's time that we pull it back. We have to pull it back. If we do not pull it back, we will lose our children. And if we lose our children, it will be from nobody's fault but our own. And we cannot do that. We don't have the right to do that, and we really shouldn't do it because it is like sex trafficking for real. I think. It's just like mainstream. I mean, like, and I really wouldn't have that much to say, like, if it was something that they could subscribe to. Like, it shouldn't be that, it just shouldn't be played like that. Like, you would have to, you should have to know that that's what you want, and you should have to ask for it. Like, you should. I shouldn't have to be in my car just sitting in traffic. And I got to tell you, yo, why was we sitting in traffic the other day and that crazy song came on? And the people in the next car was just looking. It was one of the most embarrassing moments of my life and my friends. But what I will say is to God be the glory, because even those women have a chance too. And that is what it's all about. We all have a chance. We got a chance to get this thing right. We got a chance to do it better than the next generation. And what we have to do is we have to speak truth into existence. So we have to speak what we want. So what we do not want is as important as what we want. Because as long as we know what we do not want, then we can offer ourselves and, you know, usher ourselves into. Because as of right now, as I poll, because I'm polling, I need to poll. I want to make sure this hot girl agenda will not go anywhere with me. This hot girl agenda with anyone close to me will not be able to live and exist freely like that. Now, you rooted, grooted, and booted in your stuff. Go on, honey, make your money. But you got to be rooted, booted, and suited in your stuff. And I'm trying to tell you, babies, that has nothing to do with, nothing to do with. I'm talking about 20-year-olds, those are babies, nothing to do with. Anything under that, ridiculous, nothing to do with. You understand? But it's crazy. It's something about, I'll leave you with a word. I won't leave you with a word, but I will say that it's the libido. And the libido is the root to, it's like a pathway, I would say. It's a pathway to sin. What is the libido? It's your sex drive. So why would I say that it leads you to sin? Because dealing in your flesh, there's a lot of different things that would go along with dealing, you know, filling your libido. The problem is we are caught up in a world where we are actually looking and trying to live in the libido. And one, you can't do it. It's just not. I don't think that it's physically possible to do it and still be where you need to be. If you're going to be rooted, then you're rooted. If you're married now, you're married, then, you know, your libido can go wherever it needs to go because your sex drive is connected to the one in the source that you're supposed to be with, so that's where your libido should go, right? But other than that, I just really truly believe that it just moves you into like places where you don't really need to be. They're not good places. They're not good places, and especially when you're young and you don't understand what's going on. And now they got money throwing around in it, so it becomes even worse. It's scary. It's a bad place to be, and I just wanted to make sure that if I got D-Block listeners that understand the life and is all right, because the life is the life, but the thing about it is you got to get it right. so that you can live life, so that you can have life and have it more abundantly. You know, so you want to actually give yourself. You want to give yourself to Christ. You want to give yourself away to the point where if it's not right, oh, yeah, go. Give it up. Now's the time. We're sitting in the corona. We've been in the corona. A lot of people don't want to come out of the corona. Why? Because now they're scared. You have to somehow or another come out and do something. We're going to have to believe in something. So what is it that you want to believe in? Choose what you want to believe in, because God got us all covered. So if you know who Christ is, then you can ask him into your life. And you ask him into your life by simply just asking, Father, come into my life, save me. You know, I'm a sinner. I understand your life, because your life is important. The lived life is important. And I understand that you died and you rose again, taking all power back from death, from the enemy, from any of it. So no matter where we are, no matter what you're into, no matter how far you think that you've gone, you always have, you know, listen, it's as simple as asking, saying exactly what it is, and asking God to come in and do exactly what it is that he needs to do for you to accomplish what it is that he had you set out to do. I think it's an awesome thing when we actually all get to, you know, start to see what it is that God is doing in us and through us, and why he's doing it, the way that he's doing it, how he's choosing to do it, who he's choosing to do it with and through. I mean, it's all powerful, but you gotta sit and embrace it. But you have to be able to get all of the hogwash out, the dirt out, the muck out, you know, the things that you learned and didn't need to learn, the things that you heard and didn't need to hear, like that kind of stuff. You know, like not going to the club, stuff like that. Like, you know, you're a sinner. Da, da, da. No, stop this. We got to get right here where we are. Jesus saves. Let's do this. This is where we are. Jesus saves. We got to be in a Jesus saves type of thing, because Jesus saves. That's where we need to be. Jesus saves. I understand how you feel. Right. Mm-hmm. Jesus saves. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I get you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Why do I say it like that? Because we say Jesus. Isa saves. Yeshua. However, whatever you need so that you can understand that it's for you. Anyone that tells you that it's not, you should almost question them. Almost just try to figure it out. Because if it is not for you, then it's not for them. Always know that. If they can tell you that it's not for you, then they can also know that it's not for them. I will be able to say it like that. If they can tell you that it's not for you, then it's not for them, I believe. That's how I would look at it. But you know what they say. They call me misunderstood. So what can I say? I can tell you that that hot girl did the whole thing and came all the way around, because the way that y'all say it and call it on it today, I claim misunderstood Adrian. And when I was dancing, my name was misunderstood. I was a hot girl. But how about that? I learn. And now I know. I give nothing but the utmost. But like I said, there's something about it, man. That fire, there's a fire that kind of burns in your blood. It burns through your veins. And it's like, and it really just signifies light. I have to say it just signifies light and darkness, and that's what we need right now. We definitely don't need to lose our babies in any of this. So if there is anybody out here that, you know, is even thinking about one of their babies or their grandbabies or anybody, I'm just trying to tell you that keep them in prayer. Hold them close to the cross, and things will start to look up. Because it's that time, and if they have eyes, they will start to see. That's the prayer. Like, start to let them start to see and let them start to hear, because these are very, very important times. Like, right now, it's crucial. And the one thing I will tell anyone is that right now you need to know who God is. You need to have a relationship. You need to be able to laugh. You need to be able to cry. And, like, you need to be able to scream. And then you need to be able to listen and hear what he got to say. Those are the things that should be able to happen. This is the time, and we need those types of people. Like, for believers that are out there that know that they have the ability to do what I'm saying, let's get it. It's time. And then those that don't, we need to tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, guess what? I got it. Don't worry about it. That way they can just sit back and watch. But Brother Rob, I think maybe we should do the announcement. That way.
Okay, no problem. I'll go ahead and do the announcements. Perfect. This is Private Purpose Kingdom Network. We'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode, whether you're calling us online, listen to us on Periscope, or just hitting us up on Blog Talk. We thank you, and we appreciate your listenership and your support. We thank you so much, and very much appreciate it. If you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. And or you can just let us know you turn your life over to Christ. We greatly appreciate and celebrate that with you. If you want to hear any of our past and previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. Where you can simply type in the host name or the show name, you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we thank you so much for sharing with your friends and family members. Well, guys, we want God's blessing you to join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Nate and Mr. Miller Boxing Hour. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope evening for the Nate Mr. Miller Boxing Hour, which starts at 9 p.m. We thank you so much. And also, we're on Facebook. We invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. Feel free to, message us there on Facebook. Also, we are aware of the experiences that some of our listeners are having with our 319 number. Now, we do have options for you. There is a Google for the Apple store, where you can go to and you can download the Talkatone app, where you can it's a free phone service, but you have to download it, and you can use that on your telephone. And that's just an option that you can use for your experience. If you're experiencing problems calling into Blog Talk Radio. We're working to resolve that problem. We just thank you. Please bear with us and just be patient. Said, I'm going to turn the programming back over to Sister Adrian.
Thank you. Y'all do know that thing is serious about all of that communication and everything and the mergers and how they are, you know, banning certain things. Like, we're taking a very conservative way, I would say, the church right now as a whole, as the people, we, the people, the building, you know, us, our building. I believe that right now, I really believe that we need to speak up. The buildings need to start talking. You know, if that's what's going on, we need to start talking, because what they're doing is They're trying to, they are symbolizing exactly what it is that they want. And if we do not say anything, it will continue to happen that way. Like right now, the whole thing about the church being non-essential, it's funny how the state has told the church that they can't be open, but yet you can't have church and state and all of these other things. But now all of a sudden the state is giving ordinances and the church is following them, as if to say what? I'm not really sure. But God is going to do this. So if we're involved in what God is going to do, then it works out. If not, then it's like we're gonna be blindsided by different things. So no, we're supposed to get our calls. We need to get all of our calls. So y'all need to be calling y'all network and everything and saying to the people, why can't I get this? Why is happening? What is going on? I definitely know that I call and I ask. I've been finding out some stuff, though, but now, I mean, it's blatant, though. Like, it's like the call. What are you talking about? Like, I can do phone sex and chat for free and all this other kind of stuff for free, and I can't even get a prayer in. Like, are you kidding me? Like, this is what we're dealing with. We just had a whole show on the hot girlish stuff. Like, really? Is that where we're going to be? It's a blatant outright cry for the church to say something. No. The babies that I see are too precious. How about that? The babies that I see are too precious. The babies that are not here yet are that precious. Everybody is too precious. No one deserves to have to be handed that. That needs to be a choice. You need to be there. You need to want to be there. You need to be everything about when you're there, getting out of there, if that's where you are. Like when I was there, when I ran into that situation, it was a bad situation in my life because I just needed money. And anybody will tell you, like, it's definitely good money. Like a lot of people, we have like a lot of women, especially women, women have like a fantasy about what they think that it might have been or whatever. So they never really did it or they've never really been there. But they have, like, all of these opinions and stuff about everything and the people that do it and all that. That all died for me. that all died for me when I had to put oil heat in my house. All of that was over. None of that mattered because at the end of the day it was cold and the space heaters was causing a little bit too much electricity, right? I can honestly say that. It was an experience like no other. I met some great people. I still know a lot of the women that I met in the club. So trust me when I tell you that I'm not by myself. I might be the only one that wants to speak up about it or the only one that's willing to let them know, you know, let somebody know that they actually fell, you know. But I just believe that it's time. I believe that it's our time. If we don't say anything right now, we're going to lose. We're going to lose this battle. And there's no such thing as losing a battle that we already won. So the only way that we're going to lose a battle that we already won is that we don't tell the story of how we win. That's how I think. So therefore, that's it. Tell the story. You know, tell the story. You see something. If you see something, fix it. If you can make it better, if you can make the situation better, definitely make the situation better. If you can bless somebody, bless them. You know, especially today. Like right now, we're going through a lot. Oh, mark your calendars. January 26th. January 26th. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. Now, they have crusades and buses and stuff like that going to Washington, D.C. If you're close to D.C. and you want to go to D.C. to pray, you go ahead. But what I would say is we're going to pray. We're going to pray here. Like, if it's not a D-block church that we do it on, then it would be a misunderstood Adrian on a Periscope. We will pray. September 26th, when the world is going into what we call, or what they call restore, we are going to do what we need to do, and we are going to come forth, and we are going to pray with the world, and we are all going to touch and agree in that one moment so that the world knows that we do believe in the God, and we do believe in God, and we know how to get him. And when we speak to him, he listens. He answers. And he's always there. I want to say D-Block Church. You know, this was different, but it was all right. I think it was cool. I can honestly say that it might be funny if you did a, I don't know. Well, you know, we're moving into bigger and better things anyway. So every day is a new thing, and so don't even worry about that. Keep us looking out. Purpose Kingdom Network, still doing things. Don't forget, you know, tomorrow is one of them shows where if you don't know a legend, you get to actually call in and talk to a legend. I'm trying to tell you, when I tell you Purpose Kingdom Network has something for everybody, I believe that every single night there's a show for every single person dealing with every single situation. That's got to be God, right? It's got to be God. Nothing like God. And when you understand it, you start to, you know, you can actually really, you really just start to bask in it. Even though it looks crazy and chaotic going on outside, people are trying to get you to go one way or the next way, or, you know, make choices and decisions that you are not, you know. I will say learn what you need to learn, though. Learn what you need to learn so that you can make the choices that you need to make, right? That's what I say. Learn what you need to learn so you can make the choices that you need to make. That's the easiest way to do it. But I guess until next time, don't forget, you know, you got to be nice. You got to love on people. You got to love on people. This is the only way that this thing is really going to even start to begin to look like it's going to be, you know, you got to love on the people. If we don't love on the people, I don't know. We can't continue the same way that we are, so we must love on the people. And that says, church, if it's you, stand up, love on the people. I will talk to you in 2 weeks. I'm going to give you a challenge. Love on the people. What up, what up, what up? Good evening.
Jesus lived.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.